Hi guys, welcome back to the anime podcast. Either way, I'm feeling a little sick, so you might hear my voice just sound a little different because I have the cold. But you guys are on the good side. You cannot catch the cold through the mic, through the earwaves. Anyway, today I want to share with you guys four animes that you should be keeping an eye out for this summer. As you know, we are now in the summer period, and the period where a lot of new animes will be coming out. And I noticed that for the past couple seasons back, springs, the last year or two, it's always only been a select few animes that make it, at least make it on my list of interesting anime to watch each season. But I'm gonna give you guys four animes that I think you should be paying attention to, right? I'm also tell you the days that they are here, and I'm gonna read to you a little bit of the summary. Okay, by the way, just so you guys know, one of the there's this website called AniChart that's pretty good. If you guys, some of you guys who are really vivid anime watchers might know of it already. If you haven't, then if you don't know about it, then you should go check it out. It's AniChart.com. Let me check exactly. AniChart.net. So it's basically like an anime database. You know, tell you, give you all the anime information that you need, the season, when it's airing, how many episodes, and all of these things. Anyway, let's get down to this list. Now, first on this list, and also one of the ones that I'm very much looking forward to because I've watched season one, is Danmachi. The English name is it wrong to pick up girls in the females in a dungeon? I'm not sure if I'm even saying that right. But it's pretty good, right? They call it Danmachi or whatever, right? It's about a guy who, you know, it's set up like this RPG get playing style, you know, going in dungeon type of game thing, and all of these things. So most people might have watched it already, right? So it's gonna be airing in 8 days, right? It's gonna have 12 episodes. This is the second season of this one. Now, if you are like me, you're gonna go back and watch the first season, probably watch some of the highlights, some of the major fights in the anime that really stood out, like the first sorry about that. Yeah, so that's the first one, right? Is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon? Season two. The other one that you guys should really look forward to is Dr. Stone. Now, I've seen the preview for this one on YouTube and it piqued my interest. Also, there's a manga for it. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I've never watched the manga, I've never read the manga, but I heard that the manga is pretty good, and I know this has a huge following, right? You can check out the anime, the trailer on YouTube, right? It's Dr. Stone. No, this one is actually closer than you think. Now, at the time of recording this podcast episode, it's 1 day away, which means today's when 4th of July, so it's gonna probably be aired on either the 5th or the 6th, all right, depends on whenever. Now, this is gonna be 24 episode and all of these things. Now, let me read you guys a little summary that's here for it. It says, one day Oki Taju builds his courage to confess to Yuzoria, the girl he loves. When the sky is filled with a strange light, everyone touched by the light is turned to stone. After thousands of years trapped in stone, he breaks out of his shell and starts to explore the world until he finds his old friend Senku, who was freed from his stone state half a year ago. Then Senju and Senku decide to team up and bring back the now lost human civilization, starting by investigating the true nature of the light that turned them all to stone thousands of years ago and how to fix the situation. The science fiction adventure series follows what happens when suddenly the world's biggest ever crisis arrives. So, one of the reasons why I'm gonna personally like this, it's science fiction. I always like sci-fi, plus it's adventure. And based on what I've seen in the trailer, it seems pretty good. Now, you can go read the manga to get, you know, to get a feel of what this anime might be like and all of these things. Also, there's another one here. That's also, the two others on the list are also very close. Now, this one, I'm going to be honest with you, I've never seen a trailer or anything about it. I just came on the site and it looks interesting, and I read read the summary, and I thought, you know what, this sounds interesting. I'm not gonna read the summary for it. It's called Vinland Saga. It's gonna be 24 episodes, and it's gonna be start airing in 3 days. Okay, now this is a summary that they have here. Thorfinn is a son to one of the Vikings' greatest warriors, but when his father is killed in battle by the mercenary leader Askeladd, he swears to have his revenge. Thorfinn joins Askeladd's band in order to challenge him to a duel and ends up caught in the middle of a war for the crown of England. So that's the background, right? Now, I personally like this because it says Viking. I'm going to be with honest with you guys. Now, I've been watching Vikings on the History Channel with Ragnar and all. Ragnar Lothbrok, one of the most fucking amazing series on TV. I think the last season is being aired. Last aired this year or something like that. It's fucking amazing. That's one of the best series that I've ever, TV series that I've ever watched. It's great. And I like medieval times shit. So this anime is gonna be medieval action and adventure. You know, probably gonna get to see a lot of battle strategies and stuff like that, which is pretty great. And I like that. That's really much what I'm looking forward to. Now, the last one is in a Norse harbing. By the way, I'm doing this live, so I'm gonna have to find this name in English. Because I'm not listening, I have no idea what this Japanese name is saying. Oh my god, it's not even allowing me to copy this shit. Okay, give me a minute, guys. Don't leave. Don't stop listening. Okay, here we go. Okay, it's called Fire Force in English, right? So Fire Force is a Japanese manga series written. The Japanese name is Eneno Shobotai. It's Enen space N-O space Shobotai, right? But it's translated to Fire Force. Now, this manga, this one particular one, I saw being advertised on YouTube, and it looks amazing. From the animation, from the trailer that I saw, it looks great. Now I just hope it's gonna be actually great, right? Like the trailer, the graphics, right? The graphics was great. The cinematography was great, and it was animated beautifully, right? The animation was top notch, right? And it seems pretty interesting, right? Now let me read for you guys the summary. It says here. 198th of the solar era in Tokyo, special fire brigades are fighting against a phenomenon called spontaneous human combustion, where human beings are turning to living infernos called infernals. While infernals are first generation causes of spontaneous human combustion, later generation possess the ability to manipulate flames while retaining human form. Shinra Kosokabe, a youth who gained the nickname Devil's Footprints for his ability to ignite his feet at will, joined the Special Fire Force Company 8, which composed of other flames users as they work to extinguish any infernals they encounter. As a faction that is creating infernals appear, Shira begins to uncover the truth behind a mysterious fire that caused the death of his family 12 years ago. Now, this is what they call fighting fire with fire, literally. So, yeah, so I saw the trailer and I pretty much saw all of this. So this is also a very interesting case. And I like stuff like this where the writers clearly have a great imagination. I mean, sure, we have seen anime with fire use and all of these things, but at least his imagination was good enough to come up with an original world, you know, an original scenario where, okay, we're having some spontaneous human combustion, let's put some science to it, let's come up with a theory why, you know, first generations are saying, oh, flame up and burn, and then that's it. But these guys now, let's call it, the human adaptability is now able to adapt to their body spontaneously becoming a flame and actually surviving the phenomenon, and also learning how to control it. Great writing, I like that. And again, the trailer was pretty great, so you guys definitely need to check out those. So those are four anime that I am recommending. Four animes that I think are special, are interesting enough, right? Now, you guys might not like them, but at least I'm telling you guys, check these out. I think that might be good, and I think you might like them. Anyway, that's it for this episode, and I'll see you guys in the next one.